this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Live broadcast on this Sunday, the 24th day of May 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. There is no shortage of dynamic, over-the-top, world-changing, incredibly important news as the quickening on this globe accelerates. The operative word is accelerates, speeds up, intensifies, waxes. But the first thing we're going to be covering in great detail is the passage Friday afternoon of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership that is global government on steroids. It's global government on parade, because it's not just global government. It's secret, arbitrary, dictatorial world government. And it's even got Google and another 240-plus major Fortune 1000, Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies coming out and saying, do not agree to this. And you know why? Because WikiLeaks a year and a half ago leaked the one section of 30-plus on internet freedom, and it allows governments and select corporations to take over the internet and end free speech as we know it. And Google, I'm not romanticizing Google, far from it, but this is the famous separation of powers that our founders talked about. Google wants to keep its power. It's forming its own planetary AI system, and it recognizes this as a totalitarian takeover, a seizure of its empire. And it's saying no. What does it tell you when 250 of the top tech companies are vehemently against it? And by the way, Apple, Google, Microsoft, they are filled with the highest levels of government intelligence agency operatives and others. What does it tell you when they are vehemently opposed to it? And then you've got the extreme left and the extreme right, as the media calls it. No, you've got real liberals and then real conservatives, people that don't want to be under total tyranny against it. And so meanwhile, you've got the Republican leadership voting with the Democratic leadership to overrule the grassroots of both parties to pass this out of the Senate. Now goes to the House. We're going to go over the whole stinking thing coming up here today. Hundreds of tech companies line up to oppose TPP trade agreement. Letters signed of more than 250 companies demand greater transparency and say dangerously vague language would criminalize whistleblowers. So we're going to go over this today, but I know what's in the TPP because I know how the EU is set up. I know how the NAU is set up. I know how the trilateral plan is set up. In fact, will you guys also print me Barry Goldwater's quotes from No Apologies on the Trilateral Commission? I read those pretty much every week now, but you might want to hear what the U.S. senator, who was privy to some of the secret congressional hearings on it, on the planetary trilateral plan, and he came and blew the whistle. So did Senator Church and others, bipartisan. There was also a fascist takeover plan in the 30s that got the whistle blown on it by the most highly decorated Marine in history, General Smedley Butler. So we've stopped these takeovers before. We're going to do it again. But believe me, this is an intense time to be alive. We need every man and woman on deck, all hands. This is a fight.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Secretary of Defense is criticizing the Iraqi military for running away from Ramadi and running away from ISIS and turning about a third of Iraq over to the Al-Qaeda-based group. That's who they are, Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia. That's who runs the whole operation. That's who coaches it. That's who funds it. And then, of course, they've got more than half of Syria now and are making gains. And it's very interesting that our own government openly funded these groups and then now is criticizing the Iraqi military because they can't defeat them, when it's our government and our media and our political elite that went into Iraq, destabilized the country, kicked out the government, and then now have basically broken it in three parts: Kurd, Shiite, and Sunni. Sunni's the main group that Al-Qaeda is within. And they just think the public is so geopolitically illiterate that they're not aware of what's happened here. This is the planned breakup of Iraq and Syria, which General Wesley Clark admitted to 10 years ago in two different speeches he gave, and which has been partially declassified. So coming up at the bottom of the hour, I have several mainstream news articles reporting on Judicial Watch. Just got a Defense Intelligence classified report from 2012 admitting the plan to put Al-Qaeda, a.k.a. ISIS, in control of Syria. Talk about a war crime. And that's not blaming our rank-and-file troops or even the top generals who've been vehemently against this. That's why that 2 years ago they said we're not going to be the air force for Al-Qaeda to overthrow Assad. And they had to back off part of this plan. But that's who runs our country, and that's the orders that are being given to the Pentagon to carry out. And it's caused the greatest internal mutiny against tyranny I think I've ever seen in my study of 240 years of the U.S. government. So some very positive things are happening. I mean, if Obama ordered the military to nuke every U.S. city, would it be treason for them not to follow the order? No, it'd be treason to follow the order. We've now reached Hitlerian levels with the bureaucracy and the executive branch at the top. They are out of their minds, insane. Here are the articles. They're up on Infowars.com. Secret Pentagon report reveals U.S. created, that's close quote, ISIS as a, quote, tool to overthrow Syrian President Assad. Now, I know you know that, and Colonel Schaefer's been on, and Dr. Corsi's been on, and countless experts, but now Judicial Watch has the smoking gun. Huge. DIA docs. Wes wants a Salafist principality in eastern Syria in order to isolate the Syrian regime. Again, that's declassified. And who is that? That's Wahhabist Sunni Muslim Brotherhood. So that's just some of what is coming up today on that front. Simply huge. But mainstream media will not report on this, and that's why they're losing all their viewers and all their readers. Here's a headline. RIP. Over 100 newspapers dumped in a year. Ads down 50%. Circulation hits bottom. That's what's happening to the mainstream media. And no amount of manipulation is going to save them. That's why they want to try to censor the new media, because we explode, we grow, because we tell the truth. We at least try to tell the truth. We don't have all the answers. We're not perfect. But our heart's in the right place, and we've got a much better scorecard than they do. We'll talk about that more. Now, our top story before I get into all of the other news that's here. And Joe Biggs will join us from Cleveland, where they had the verdict yesterday and some looting. A little bit of stuff being broken, not a lot of rioting. 71 arrests by police. Joe Biggs is there right now. He'll be joining us in about an hour from now, a little bit into the second hour from Cleveland via video Skype to give us his on-the-ground breakdown of what he witnessed there. But before I go any further, I got off the radio Friday, and I had mentioned on air during the show, during the middle of the show, the weekday broadcast, that, oh yes, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, has passed the Senate. And I realized as I got off air, I said, you know, I talked about that probably 30 minutes of the last hour and a half of the show. And I was upset about it, and I talked about how horrible it was, but I kind of have this normalcy bias where I've been expecting this evil for so long, and I've lived under foreign globalist domination for so long, domination of my taxes, of the regulations I live under, seeing my republic slowly strangled to death. I've lived under it so long that I had become comfortable with it. And then I got more and more upset. And then I got home, hung out with the children, the family. They went to bed, and I went in and fired the computer on and began to read news about TPP, and there was Matt Drudge tweeting, Republicans are committing suicide. You know, this is absolutely horrible. Why are we allowing them to give unlimited authority to Obama on a secret global piece of legislation? And it made me think. So I did a lot of research on top of the years of research I've done. They've been negotiating the TPP for 15 plus years. And I tell you, my blood is just boiling at this point. There is a big opportunity, though, in this, because I've never seen mainline liberals and mainline Republicans, mainline conservatives, finally getting it and finally understanding what's happening. Because they've had the Southern Poverty Law Center and MSNBC for years say, if you talk about a global corporate unaccountable government, you are insane and want to blow up buildings. It just does not exist. Even though we've seen it forming, even though Barry Goldwater warned about it, even though Ron Paul and myself and countless others have warned about it, still, they just denied, denied, denied. There's no death panels in Obamacare. There's no plan to come after your guns. There's no. What did Barry Goldwater, in No Apologies, 1964, say, the senator? The guy that almost beat Lyndon Baines Johnson. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. That's called dictatorship, by the way. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. That's state-run religion. What the Trilateral Commission intends is to create a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of the systems, they will rule the future. I wish I could write like that or talk like Senator Barry Goldwater. Imagine if he would have gotten elected running against LBJ in 1964. And man, his campaign was like Alex Jones, but in a nice suit with three college degrees and a successful entrepreneur. They own shopping malls around the country. Imagine, it was like an Alex Jones in a fancy suit up there saying exactly what I say. And America didn't elect him. And then here we are later, just now getting to the point where the public will start looking at what's really going on again. I mean, Ronald Reagan gave speeches like that when he was running for the presidency in 1979. He quoted Barry Goldwater. America knew this. America held a lot of this back. And then by the 80s and 90s, we go into this amnesia that there are foreign corporate interests taking over, and now we're just dead in the water. Now, there's an awakening happening again, but it better happen quick because there's no debating what's happening. It's like if your boat's going for the shore, you're out there water skiing, and you say, hey, gee, Dad, looks like you're about to run into the land. It's 100 yards away. Better turn the boat. No one goes, oh, who says we're going towards the land? There it is. We're going towards the rocks. Turn the wheel now. Turn it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are locked and loaded to expose the globalists. So the Trans-Pacific Partnership was hatched and officially set up back in 1974. But Barry Goldwater, the senator, had spoken about it, and others had talked about it back in the 60s, because it had been proposed to Congress to go along with signing up to world government a decade before. In fact, I've got a New York Times article that quotes John D. Rockefeller from 1937, showing the 10 regions of the U.S., 10 global regions that are then inside of three mega regions. The American Union that has the Caribbean in it, from Alaska to Chile, the European Union, and the Asian Union. And then subgroups that are assigned within that, like the Middle East, Africa, and others. And this was pushed officially by U.S. colleges. They were trying to just do this in the open. That's why we could have a real debate about it in the 50s and 60s and 70s and have movements against it. Basically, everybody knew about it. And people like my dad's dad and my mom's dad, my grandfather's, my father in high school, had a once-a-week radio show in Dallas, speaking out when he was a teenager against the dangers of globalism, the dangers of this plan. I mean, America was mobilized against it. And then my dad went to school, went to medical school, had kids, still happily married, just didn't really push it on me. I just, of course, followed in his footsteps naturally, because who wouldn't know about this and then fight it once they became a man? Who wouldn't? I mean, it's a default, because we're not being conquered by some loving, altruistic corporate government that's replacing some tyranny with some wonderful new freedom. The Asian Union, the American Union, and the EU all started as trade deals. And they're secret, they're draconian, they're arbitrary, and all of it is now on display. Just as 22 years ago, when they officially kicked off the EU, it really started in 57 with the Treaty of Rome, a trade deal, England could not vote whether they wanted to be part of it or not. And they still, to this day, we can't basically even find out what's in it. In fact, put that back on screen. I was getting distracted as they put an article on screen. I started reading it. Obama warns TPP failure would let China write trade rules. See how globalism works? That's what Henry Kissinger came out, along with Larry Summers, about a month ago. They both wrote articles in op-eds, one for the New York Times and one for the Washington Post. They were republished in the Foreign Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations publication. And they said, we're falling apart because we haven't embraced globalism enough. We've got to give up all our rights to these world bodies, or this new global government will have all the say. And if we don't become part of it, we'll still be under it and have to take its edicts. See how that trick works? They create the global private corporate government, won't let the Congress see what's in it, and then say, we won't have any say on it unless we join with it, when the elites in our own country set up the UN, set up the World Trade Organization, set up the different currency agreements that are in place today. But not to empower America, but to use America's muscle and ingenuity to build this planetary government. But now it's finally caught the public's imagination. It's finally caught their interest that, wait a minute, until 2 months ago, even Congress, members of the House and Senate, couldn't see the multi-thousand-page Trans-Pacific Partnership that's constantly being changed and altered in secret corporate/governmental committees that meet in different countries every few months. And then now Congress has voted, the Senate has voted, to hand total authority over trade to the president to sign on to this agreement. Now, it's got to go by a House hurdle. But this is planetary government on parade. And remember, if you look at who's funding this, if you look at who's funding the moves to open our borders, the moves to go after our guns, the moves to federalize our health care, the moves to put our military under NATO command, and Congress is told they have no authority, who's shutting off our power plants, who's getting rid of our jobs, who's putting regulations in to shut down our industry that China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus third-world countries are exempt from, it is the TPP crowd. And it's a select robber baron interest that want to put up basically trade barriers, tariffs, unofficial tariffs, by putting regulations on our goods that are not equally on other goods and calling it free trade when it's the opposite. But that's only one part of it. Free speech is attacked. Whistleblowers are attacked. The sovereignty is attacked. Currencies, everything. It's all in here. But on top of that, even major corporations are against it, like Google. Here's the London Guardian headline. Hundreds of tech companies line up to oppose TPP trade agreement. Letters signed more than 250 companies demands greater transparency and says dangerously vague language would criminalize whistleblowers. The TPP would create an environment hostile to journalists and whistleblowers, said policy directors of the Electronic Frontier Foundation and Fight for the Future co-authors of the letter. TPP's trade secret provisions could make it a crime for people to remove or reveal corporate wrongdoing through a computer system, says the letter. The language is dangerously vague and enables signatory countries to enact rules that would ban reporting on timely critical issues affecting the public. Among the signatories are activist sci-fi author, Guardian tech columnist Cory Doctorow. Quote, democracies make their laws in public, not in smoke-filled rooms. And it goes on from there. But understand, Congress is saying the president can sign whatever he wants. The U.S. Senate, the Republican leadership joining with Obama to trump sane Democrats and sane Republicans who are saying no. They combined forces to pass it in the Senate. It's a bigger battle in the House. But look for Boehner to try some trick or to attach it to a budget bill to ram this through. In the past, countries were conquered by armies. And you could see an army coming, as Cicero said in Rome 2,060-something years ago. He said that an enemy that comes with their banner openly flying is a lot easier to defeat than espionage and intrigue and manipulation and subterfuge within. And these big corporations, folks, here's an example. General Electric is for it. General Electric also was given over 300 waivers on their power plants in the U.S. to burn coal when their competition wasn't. Their competition was shut down. General Electric, 6 years, upgrades, accelerates, increases power output, profits explode. That's what TPP's about. Arbitrary, secret, rapacious. Picking winners and losers. So America is being conquered right now by secret global treaty as the trilateral world government plan goes into overdrive. We're going to break more of this down straight ahead and talk about what life will be like under the TPP dictatorship.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones. My love is in
league, the freeway. All right, let me settle down a little bit on this live Sunday broadcast and really try to break down the TPP. I'm going to go through what's known and what's been released by Congress about the secret treaty. But when you look at how the European Union operates, when you look at how the North American Union operates, and the fact that most Americans don't even know that there's been an NAU by treaty since 2005. When you look at how the subsets of the trilateral global plan works, you already know what's in the treaty. Absolute draconian oppression. And Senator Warren has claims that she's read much of the multi-thousand pages and says that it's very bad for America. Other members of Congress, like Senator Sessions, have looked at it. He says it's extremely bad as well. What I know is we shouldn't support anything that's secret and that transfers sovereignty overseas. And by the way, South Korea has the fastest growing economy in the world for multi-decades running, and they have refused to even be part of the talks. They're not stupid. When China is basically quarterbacking the entire thing. And our elite has already sold out to the communist generals, basically, to get sweetheart deals with factories in China to make billions of dollars per family. That's a big part of what's happened here, is we've been sold out. But before we do that, I talked about the big multinational banks that are promoting TPP. Here's Bloomberg. Six banks, this came out, of course, Wednesday, pay $5.8 billion. Six banks. Five guilty of market rigging. J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, and others agree to have the felony charges basically dropped by pleading guilty to conspiring to manipulate the price of U.S. dollars and euros globally. Some days making over $100 billion. And so for years of doing this, they're going to pay $5.8 billion. That's like robbing $1 million and, you know, giving the police a $500 tip. That's even better than when, what were the companies a few years ago? Bloomberg reported on that as well. It was Wachovia and Wells Fargo pled guilty to laundering in a two-year period, $378 billion of narcotics money, and they paid it a $111 million fine.
That was HSBC too, right?
HSBC's been involved in market rigging as well, yes. They all are. Interest rates are rigged. The stock market's rigged. It's all come out. And these are the people, these are the groups involved in the money laundering, involved in the bed rigging, involved in scamming everything, and creating $2.2 quadrillion in the last 20 years of fake money that they get to use to leverage and take over the world. $2,200 trillion is, I don't know, last time I saw, some estimates are 80 times, 120 times more wealth than there is in the world, projected out for 100 years. I mean, these bankers have basically counterfeited so much money, and then now they're busy globally taking over small banks, taking over mom-and-pop operations, taking over credit unions. Let's be clear. When I criticize banks, I mean the big global five. They run the drugs, they own the aircraft, they've been caught running the sex slaves, they're involved in everything. And here's the deal. They're not just big evil boss hogs, they're the ones funding the anti-family movement. They're the ones demonizing manhood. They're the ones pushing to break up families. They're the ones pushing to force inoculate and fluoride in the water. They're the ones pushing for all the tyranny. They're creeps. They're scum. They're parasites. So six banks pay $5.8 billion, five guilty of market rigging, Bloomberg. Here's another one. Well, this is USA Today. Five banks guilty of rigging rates pay more than $5 billion. Zero Hedge. J.P. Morgan officially apologizes for being a criminal market manipulator. You know, what's crazy is I talk about this stuff 20 years ago because it's all been known forever before I was born. And people would call in and say, oh, it doesn't exist. You're crazy. Now it's all admitted and no one gets in trouble. Does that not creep everybody out? So now the Congress, preliminarily in the House, has passed it. The Senate now passed the final deal in the Senate. Now it's being sent to the House for final certification to make Obama, that's a whole other issue, a baby dictator, to be able to sign any trade deal he wants and sign any agreement in secret and then keep the results secret. How Kafka-esque is that? Kafka, what wrote The Trial. Read that book when I was like 18 years old. I'm forgetting half of it. But the guy's charged, but he won't be told the charge. And he's given a trial, never told what he did, and then executed. That's why you call it Kafka-esque. It's just, well, you can't see it, and you can't see the law. It's like, oh, the IRS won't answer your phone calls on Obamacare and won't say what policy or law is. Talk to the hand. This is the new level of crazy town that we have reached in this country and this world. Because a whole bunch of other countries are signing on to this. TPP. Let's go over a breakdown of the TPP from the congressional breakdown that has been released to the public. Let's go over what they say about it. Let's go over the history. During the 2002 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting in Los Cabos, Mexico, they began the agreement in secret. So it's 14 years old. Trans-Pacific Partnership, Trilateral Commission Plan. The talk started with Pacific P4 in 2008, officially, again in secret. They had 19 formal rounds of negotiations since then. All secret. All secret. All special deals and special interest in there with all these lawyers writing it. And it will transfer all U.S. trade representative systems to any country touching basically the Pacific Ocean, which is almost the entire planet. I mean, Africa technically goes into the Pacific. Russia, Japan, the United States, just basically everything. It continues. But again, under Trilateral Commission, the agreements have already been signed to transfer the power. Investor state arbitration, global taxation, where money goes, not allowing you to leave with money, getting rid of offshore trust for small groups, not for the elite. It's sewing the planet up. Negotiation of secrecy in further treaties. Currency manipulation. Tariffs are to be agreed to by now this foreign group. Intellectual property. That's the big one that has the major tech companies saying it's horrible because it ends free speech, ends any type of intellectual property except for the elite groups that are part of this. And it continues. Cost of medicine globally is decided. Income inequality, that means global taxation. Environment. They said they could directly, anything directly threatening our climate and our environment, including new rights that would be given to corporations and new constraints on fossil fuel industry, all have a huge impact on our climate. These are quotes that they've released in the January 2014 meeting. So global carbon taxes. And it goes on from there. And the details are all secret. I'm going to say it again. Secret, 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 secret. Private corporations liaisoning with government and special interest, secretly creating global compacts that Congress, that creates the laws, signs its authority over to. What do you call that? You call that planetary government. And is it open planetary government? No, it's secret planetary government. And what have these groups pushed for in the past? Draconian restrictions on freedom, movement, high taxes, regulations, by every yardstick, totalitarian. So totalitarian world government and giving the mob boss Obama and the special interest and other special interests to come, other presidents to come, the power to pick winners and losers domestically, because only the executive and a group of U.S. corporations will represent U.S. interest in future secret negotiations and disputes. Stay with us. Smoke on the water.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central with a weekday transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. Look, we're designed to take on a foreign army. We're designed to see people in another uniform coming after us in a straight-up, stand-up fight. And that's not because other civilizations weren't sneaky, other civilizations weren't underhanded, but it was seen, especially in the West, as unchivalrous. And so any population would turn against any occupier that did not fly their flag openly. In fact, will you guys print me the Cicero quote on the traitor? Cicero, the traitor quote. And he does a whole speech. It's from a book he wrote. Member of the Roman Senate. I think the speech was given in something like 44 B.C. We're designed to fight an open enemy. In fact, there's the quote. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustle through all the alleyways, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not as a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears the face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep within the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. And I think of George Soros when I hear that quote. George Soros doesn't care about poor inner city people. He's a famous Nazi collaborator, currency speculator. He's a criminal. He's been convicted in multiple countries. He goes out and spends hundreds of millions of dollars to get race riots going on, and they're funding communist groups running around calling for whacking the police, not to reform the government, but to destroy local government and destabilize. The traitor is the plague. They are the plague. What was the plague? The plague used to hit Rome every few decades. Coming out of the east, bubonic plague, eating your skin off. The traitor is the plague. Rotting the country. And that's what TPP is. And I'll say this, I like Ted Cruz. But you notice Ted Cruz voted for this. So did Senator Cornyn of Texas. Both Texas senators, Rand Paul, did not. And that's why I say Rand Paul's better. Rand Paul says that if he sees the bill and that if it's true free trade, that we need to be part of a debate, we need to be part of any major group set up, that he would vote to do it, but vote for the specific negotiation powers that the president would have at these meetings, and that they shouldn't be secret, and that they need to pass legislation that's then given to the president to implement. And they spin that and go, oh, see, he says he'd still be for it. No, he's playing politics with him. He's saying, let me see it. Because they will go after anybody that doesn't support this. That's why the Democratic and Republican leadership, almost to a person, went for this, because this is global government. This is the big push. This is America being taken over. And by the way, understand something. If they get away with this, the sky's the limit. Just like I said with Obamacare or all these other executive power grabs. If they can get away with this, think of what they'll get away with next. Globalism does not create prosperity. Even if globalism was somewhat totalitarian, if it brought prosperity, I would criticize it, because long term, that always rots. And then, even though sometimes totalitarianism can bring brief prosperity down the road, it always takes a very bad turn. So I would be against it, because I'm for free will and sovereignty and firewalls against unchecked power, separation of powers. But I wouldn't be fighting it tooth and nail. I wouldn't be as worried. We're in grave peril. Our elite are so arrogant that 5 years ago they began spending now $5 billion out of the U.S. alone, billions more out of NATO, billions out of Saudi Arabia, probably a billion out of Turkey, to fund jihad, Muslim Brotherhood, Wahhabi, Sunni, Al-Qaeda. I mean, they fly the Al-Qaeda stinking flag. The military finally said, no, we're not going to be part of this. It made me cry. It was such a moment of finally seeing a soul left in our country. So they just changed the name to ISIS, had them invade Iraq, gave them a bunch of weapons caches. They've now turned back into Syria. They've taken back the area they lost. They've got over half the country now. Some estimates are 2/3. And good people in our government have leaked it. It's Judicial Watch. It's up on Infowars.com. Secret Pentagon report reveals U.S. created, not the U.S., criminals that have hijacked the country. Just like TPP, they're going to say that's the U.S. No, it's not. It's secret. If you run me over with your car, I didn't help you run me over. So I want it to be clear. The majority of American people are not for this. The polls show that. We just have an occupied government. That's why, if you were the globalist, what would you be worried about? A peaceful revolution through the states to take the country back. That's why the whole system's set up to shut down states' rights. That's why they want to get riots going locally everywhere for the feds to come in as the savior to save us from the local police. Give me a break. The local police are the least of our problems. Secret Pentagon report reveals U.S. created ISIS as a tool to overthrow Syria's President Assad. Judicial Watch shows that Western governments deliberately allied with al-Qaeda and other Islamist extremist groups to topple Syrian dictator Bashar Assad. By the way, people are going to say, Alex, we already know this. In fact, in the comments on InfoWars, they're like, Alex, we knew this 5 years ago. We've heard all the guests. It's well known. I mean, Assad's been saying, well, why is this news? Because the actual document has now been leaked to Judicial Watch, highly respected. And the president of Iraq has come out 3 times and said that criminal elements of our government are aiding al-Qaeda right now and ISIS, same group. And they're aiding them to get across the border and attack the U.S. And you're like, you mean they're real terrorists? Yes, they're real terrorists. Real in that at the grassroots, they're real. Up the line, they're Western intelligence controlled. But it's beyond Western intelligence. 95% of the CIA is involved in this, probably 99. 99% of the FBI. After 9/11, there were FBI agents in the news, including their deputy director, who died on 9/11. He was in it a week before going, it's like al-Qaeda runs the FBI. We try to stop them and we're blocked. Because they do. It's not al-Qaeda running it. The people that run al-Qaeda are above the FBI. And now it's all coming out. This is coffin nails to the globalist. This is devastating. This is coming out. By the way, conspiracy theorists are causing militants to abandon ISIS. Al-Qaeda has officially put out videos, ISIS, attacking InfoWars.com. And now they say that conspiracy theories claiming that don't join ISIS, they really work for the globalist, is causing them to not get new recruits. This is officially from the ISIS official website and videos. And, of course, you know who the tip of the spear of that is, InfoWars.com. But, look, I don't want the credit. It's people in the military. It's the general public. It's Judicial Watch. It's Colonel Schaefer. It's countless others saying they won't be part of this. The point is, though, here we are again. Here you are, the millions of listeners, putting this info out, affecting world change. So good job. We're going to start the next hour and open the phones up at 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539 on the TPP. How big a deal is it? Will it be rammed through the House? We elected Republicans to get in there and reverse all this, and instead, all they've done is work with Obama to sell the country out. That shows you how rogue and out of control they are. Matt Drudge said the Republicans are committing suicide. I agree. But they're also killing America in a group suicide like Jim Jones while they do it. We'll talk about it all coming up in the second hour. 877-789-ALEX. Briefly, we've got a special on our super powerful herbal estrogen blocker, basically, system, Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off the Super Female and Super Male today at InfoWarsLife.com. And that ends tonight. This is the last day of the sale. Won't be another sale on this for probably 4 or 5 months. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your order supports this transmission. Never forget, you are the resistance. We can defeat tyranny by telling the truth. Tell friends and family, tune in now, second hour.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the mind moves too fast when it's making connections to even articulate it, but during that little 70-second break that we had between the hours, I was sitting back seeing how crystal clear the enemy's plan is and how it only stands, it only operates because the public is ignorant. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And I was seeing how they militarized police, how they put them in villainous Darth Vader outfits, how they then fund a lot of the militant protesters to make the police state look legitimate. And then one of the tiles on Infowars.com was on screen of police in their Darth Vader outfits. And it just brought it home to me how sickening this whole plan is. And earlier this week, I guess on Thursday, they've been up to more no good yet again. I got to see the bottom of the barrel, miscreant, unspeakably weak, pathetic, truly wicked. I mean, dog crap on the bottom of your shoes is godlike compared to these people. And I was just thinking about them running around in this free country, hanging up rotten pig heads, talking about how they're going to take out police. And then no wonder when they showed up at our protest to attack us, they wouldn't say who they were with. I just don't get it. I mean, I'm just so sick of people sneaking around. But see, they don't want to stand up fight, folks. They want to just roll around on the ground like little snakes. And I know one way of dealing with snakes, and that's all I know. And you see them ramping up for the summer of rage all over the world, using the exacerbation of the public screwed over by the globalists, legitimate anger of a corrupt global government, corrupt local governments, all of it, to then ignite a fake revolution to create a bunch of leftist squalor. I mean, folks, in a communist country, you're lucky if you can get one type of detergent, one type of sausage, one type of bread, if it's even there. It'll have mold all over it. One type of tomatoes. You'll be lucky if you can get one watch every 10 years, one new pair of shoes every 5 years, one new pair of pants every year. And I got to watch all these spoiled, rotten people sitting here in all this wealth complaining, living better than the kings lived 100 years ago. Oh, don't worry. The globalists with their red carpets and their jumbo jets, they don't want you to live well anymore either. And they're going to take everything you got. And quite frankly, you deserve to be usurped if you buy into all this. And we do waste a lot of stuff, and we are decadent. But here's the difference. We're not premeditated evil like the globalists, who want prosperity for them but not for anybody else. We can have clean prosperity. We can have good technology. We can build a better world. But now they've sold a modern dark age system where austerity and being poor is cool. But they're not giving you austerity to help the planet. They're giving you austerity to make you absolutely dependent on them. 101 million people. The GAO, General Accounting Office, came out, on Thursday, 101 million and something. I forget the, maybe you guys can pull it up. Over 100 million people on food assistance. That a free country? Let me tell you, if someone else is responsible for feeding you and you're not a child or you're not an 80-year-old person, because, yeah, you're old, you took care of kids, now they're going to take care of you. Once the man, twice the child. You're not a slave if you're 80 years old and your kids are feeding you, though you are a slavery to them treating you right. You are dependent. But let me tell you, if you're 40 years old and you're dependent on the system, or you're 25 years old, you are a slave. I don't say that to make myself feel good about you. I'm a couple steps out of the same place you're at. I say that going, listen, this isn't a good place to be. It's not like these slave masters want you to live in Valhalla, cupcake. They want you to live in Hades. That's the difference. They got bad will towards you and your family. Your calls are coming up.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
In Wyoming, Frank in New York, Emily in Illinois, Saul in New York, Antoine in California, and others. Your phone calls are coming up right now. Then Joe Biggs is in Cleveland where they had the verdict on the police officer and the reported slaying of two unarmed black males, another tragedy. They have said no to manslaughter charges. There were 71 arrests last night. The George Soros crowd has been bussing in agitators from all over the surrounding area. The good news is they have not successfully ignited any real rioting. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, with Joe Biggs. He'll be joining us. Then we'll continue with your calls and get into all these other news articles. We're going to break down open carry bill passes in Texas. We're going to look at some of the workers in Japan working to death. Putin enacts law banning undesirable NGOs. FBI admits no major cases cracked with Patriot Act snooping powers. City orders Al Sharpton's daughter to save incriminating hiking pics of her mountain climbing in different parts of the world and posting on her Facebook and Twitter when she did it. She did it after she filed a suit against the city of New York, wanting money for a pothole she says hurt her knee so that she can't walk anymore. I love her dad, who owes like $3 million in taxes and is above the law, and they live in big penthouses and have all this money, and then she's trying to sue to get money for her knee. I mean, another ambulance-chasing parasite. Truly sickening. Hey, if I step in a pothole, I'm not going to sue the city over it because I was the person not looking where I was walking. And by the way, I did step in a big pothole at the state park in Big Bend, Texas, and tore my Achilles, and I probably could have sued them for it, and I didn't because I was the person walking around at night out there. And the folks I was with said, don't walk across there. You might break your ankle. And sure enough, I almost did. Oh, I'm going to sue the state of Texas now. I mean, it is just crazy. But what do you expect? We've created a parasitic system. I've got a stack of articles where the DEA has robbed thousands of people on trains with the federal agency of the TSA. If they find $1,000, $5,000, whatever, they just take it. So, see, it's just the government's full of crooks. The public are a bunch of crooks. It's just scary. Good people have to organize and protect ourselves from these people. Right now, who should I go to first? Who's been holding the longest here? Frank in New York City. Go ahead. Or New York State. I don't know. Go ahead, Frank.
Alex, how are you? How you doing?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You know what gets me really frustrated? I've been informed with the TTP for about a couple of years now, and it's so frustrating that I'm telling all my coworkers, I tell people from the outside, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy your sovereignty, take your rights away, control your life, and they don't listen. It's just so damn frustrating.
No, it is. It is because they hear TPP. I mean, if they heard it was guys in black uniforms, they'd be concerned. They just hear, oh, corporation, because they don't respect themselves. They've given up. They say, what does it matter if there's some global deal? They've never experienced this type of assault. Just like a dodo bird had never been around humans or prey animals. As prey animals, they'd never been around predator animals. And so within a few years, all the birds had been chicken fried. And that's what happened. And so the general public here has had it good so long that they don't understand how they're being usurped, Frank.
You know what gives me angry to the Latin community? I'm actually Latin myself. And basically, you know, you can tell these people every day and they will not listen to you. It's just it's so frustrating. It gets me angry. It really does. I mean, don't you understand they're taking your damn rights away? Don't you understand? Wake up, people. Let's go. Wake up.
Where is their instinct? I mean, I got to be honest. Of all the groups out there, I wouldn't say that the Latin community is the most servile. I'd probably have to say that'd be white people. But certainly, where is the instinct to not want to be enslaved and not be dominated and not be overtaken and not be preyed upon? It is simply incredible. God bless you. I appreciate your call. But look at the black community. The black community has been trained to only obsess over, let's say, a city like Austin, Texas, one or two black men shot suspiciously a year by cops. Are there some bad cops? Absolutely. Are there some folks shouldn't have badges? Yeah. Are there some problems? You bet. Is it the whole thing in the world? No. Doubling black unemployment under Obama. Never hear about it from the NAACP. 17 million aborted blacks under Roe v. Wade. Never hear about it. Gangster culture, destroying the black community. Never. Because it's easy, because the Democrats and George Soros make every problem in the world about the cops. And once you've done that, why, everybody can feel good about themselves and just keep sinking into quicksand. It's unbelievable. Let's talk to Emily in Illinois, then Derek. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I know. I can hardly believe I'm on the phone with you. Okay. I was on the phone with you before when Hillary first started, and I said, hi, Hitler, whatever you said. She was like, this whole thing is
becoming... I think I said, Heil Hitlery, yes.
It was like, this is becoming so ridiculous. I had a dream that my brother-in-law, who was in politics, who died from cancer, was protecting us.
Well, ma'am, I got to jump because it's first-time callers, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I said first-time callers, that's what I meant. Derek in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for what you do. Thanks for what you do. Thanks that you're loud out there.
Please don't thank me, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I live in Wyoming, and we have a governor that just loves asset forfeiture seizure, and a city council in Laramie, Wyoming, which is given into the gay mafia, and even Casper's looking at it. So we're pretty much occupied at the state level. Local government is where it is, and jury nullification. I am a listener and Prison Planet TV member, product user, and we just got to get out locally. And if you want to wake someone up in their 60s or 70s, introduce them to Paul Craig Roberts. There's a lot of things we can do to get creative. So
absolutely. The most important thing you can do is pass on information to friends and family. The most important thing you can do is just continue to push and promote media that's telling the truth. I mean, we're very close to beating the globalists. It's taken them years to try to pass the TPP through the Senate. They finally got it. Now it's got to clear the House. And their argument is, we won't get a say in this global government if we don't join with it. Well, good. Let it operate on its own. We don't need to be part of it. NAFTA and GATT, the rest of this, have not been good for us.
Good. I agree with you. Another thing I appreciate about you is there's no raffle. You won't go down. And you know, there's people talk about the Illuminati, this, that, and the other, all these organizations. I mean, the Jesuits, that oath that was recorded in the Library of Congress in 1883 is a specific, basically, future terrorism. I mean, I grew up Catholic, but I got saved 4 years ago, and that's not a bash on Catholics. We need to quit being so sensitive. If we got evil within, in somewhere, a group that we're in, we need to expose it, like the Pope lecturing on global warming. So anyway,
I hear you. This new Pope is very Marxist and is promoting global carbon taxes and merging religions, and it's pretty scary, and a lot of Catholics are upset. I know that I'm not a Catholic, but I'm just upset watching this it turning into a political system. We got to go to break. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs when we come back. And then after that segment, Sal in New York, Dan in Las Vegas, Antoine in California, and many, many others. But speaking of asset forfeiture seizure, this is something Republicans tend to support, just like they're supporting so-called free trade, and it's horrible. Democrats support it somewhat as well, but not as much. Asset forfeiture seizure is outside the Constitution, and it allows them to take people's property when it's not been adjudicated, they've not been proven to commit a crime, and it's completely out of control. It's unpopular, it's unconstitutional, and it needs to be removed right now. I'm Alex Jones. You're listening to the Alex Jones Sunday Edition. We're live, broadcasting worldwide, Infowars.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Joe Biggs has been covering the Soros-funded police anti-police demonstrations around the country that are dealing with legitimate police brutality, legitimate out-of-control behavior in some cases. In some cases, not, like the Brown case and others. But regardless, the federal government wants to federalize police. Al Sharpton has admitted that. That's what they're trying to do. That's why they're stirring this up, because it diverts from all the really big things that are happening. But before we go there, Associated Press and Fox 6 all reported that a confidential informant said a week ago, and of course it was a week ago today, that there's going to be a response by the Bandidos motorcycle gang, one of the largest 1% in the world, after the Hells Angels, a Texas-based group, with the Black Widows, and that the Black Widows are coming to Texas to kill police. And I've got the quotes up on screen if you're watching. Biker gang shooting update, law enforcement on high state of alert. And when I was reading this, it said, members of the biker gang who are in the military are supposedly supplying the gang with grenades and C4 explosives. They love that to demonize the military. However, the bulletin is based on unsubstantiated information from an informant who claimed to have obtained it from Bandidos and Black Widows motorcycle gang members. Now, when I read this on Friday, after I got off the air, I went and looked it up. And I went, didn't they make like 4 Clint Eastwood movies that my dad would take me to when I was a little kid back in the 70s? Where he was boxing some bad guy, but separately these crazy Black Widows guys were after him. So I went and searched, and sure enough, there is no motorcycle gang known of anywhere called the Black Widows, especially since they made this movie where they're the biggest morons on the planet. They're like Nazi Barney Fifes or something. So this narrative that Joe Biggs, combat veteran, says that he smelled a rat a week ago, we now know the bikers were shot by snipers between the eyes, you know, right in the forehead, and in the chest. If you're in a gunfight, even a great sniper isn't going to hit everybody perfectly. So I'm just being honest. This looks like a setup, like we're not getting the truth, like somebody did something, a fight started, maybe somebody shot, but then the cops were there and just executed people, and then they call that a biker massacre. A biker massacre that does not make, to quote Yoda.
A biker massacre, it is not. I sense the Sith.
So now we've really combined everything. We've got Philo, Beto, Every Which Way But Loose, the Black Widows, and Yoda, plus Infowars.com and Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. You have quite a party there. Let's play a clip from one of the movies where they're meeting back at the clubhouse saying, "We are the Black Widows." Here it is.
And let his ape stomp it dry.
Philo Beto!
So whose hide you gonna nail to the gates of hell?
Philo Beto!
All right then, let's start doing some stomping of our own.
Yeah. Good grief, my paralysis are burning.
Guess what?
Naked brownies.
They can't even cook brownies.
Why me, Lord? I mean, you made other men out of clay. Mine, you
make cut it off. You make out of Hillary Clinton. What do you make, Joe Biggs? You've been questioning this day one, and now a lot of this is coming out, that the official story where they're saying don't ride motorcycles on I-35, we may sniper you. I mean, you got the communists running around in all 50 states chanting, say, kill cops in Ferguson. George Soros funded, and that's okay. But then they're just claiming motorcycle gangs. 99% of them are patriots. In fact, most of them are libertarians and veterans. Now they claim veterans are supplying the Black Widows with plastic explosive. There is no Black Widows, from what I know, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they think that anybody who's in the military has access to an armory and has the capability to get in there and pull that kind of hardware out is beyond me. I mean, you have to go through so much paperwork and through different, you know, ranking people to be able to even get in there, let alone get a gun out or some rounds to even go to a shooting range.
Yeah, you were telling me a lot of times, and it was in Rolling Stone in an article, that you need plastic to blow up a weapons cache. They wouldn't give it to you, so you just use 50 calibers to blow it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get stuff like that. So the fact that they're saying these veterans are getting them and bringing them out, that's another far-fetched part of the story. And like I said, when if there's a shootout going on, like if you're sitting inside and you're having lunch and all of a sudden you hear gunfire, you don't know where that gunfire is coming from. You're pulling your gun out and you're just kind of shooting in a direction. So those shots that people would have been hit by would have been sporadic in the shoulders, neck, head, mouth, ears, back, side, wherever. And the fact that they were center mass here and in the chest, I mean, it makes it very odd to think that this was this, you know, gunfight at the OK Corral.
Well, that's now all come out, but now they're claiming an imaginary motorcycle team last defeated by a movie actor in 1980 is behind this. I mean, why would the police, the feds, come out and say that the Black Widows are about to attack?
Well, they had to create Khorasan, remember, and ISIS. They had to create those bad guys so that at the end of the day they could go after what it is that they really wanted, to take our liberties away. So I don't put it past them to come up with a fake motorcycle club to try and, you know, attack people's liberties. You know,
but why didn't they say the Goblins or something? Why pick a famous fake group?
I don't know. It's beyond me. I mean, what these guys are doing nowadays is just beyond me at this point. I mean, every day that I look at the news, I'm just completely just in shock and awe of the fact of the blatant lies and crap that they put out, and think that people are just going to eat it and think that we're not going to see it and not call them out on it.
All right, I want to come back in the next segment before I go to calls and just briefly talk about Cleveland, what you saw last night, what you saw today, the verdict, your take on the situation. Joe Biggs spent a few days there waiting for the verdict. They didn't have it. He left, came back after the verdict was announced yesterday. He's in Cleveland right now. But have you seen on Infowars.com, Judicial Watch came out with the secret defense intelligence report where they admit our government is funding al-Qaeda and creating an ISIS caliphate group and is behind the radicals. I mean, we already knew this, but now it's admitted. How big is that?
I mean, that's extremely huge. I mean, that further proves and justifies everything that we've been saying since day one, about a year ago when this entire thing broke out, when we said that they were going to use ISIS to essentially try to take down the Assad regime. I mean, I'm glad that they're finally doing their job, that mainstream people are actually doing something worth, you know, a damn as journalists.
Now, I do see some female acrobat right there in the background. That is, I see some fellows doing their job there. That is very good, Joe.
It's breaking.
Hold on. Stay there. We have video feeds at Infowars.com/shows. Looks like he's outside an NBA basketball game. We're going to find out exactly what's happening straight ahead. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Joe Biggs, Infowars.com reporter, is doing a solo job up there in Cleveland. They had the verdict yesterday on this police officer that shot two unarmed black males. And I see in the background, it looks like professional sports. Basketball is about to go on. There's a whole bunch of acrobats. First off, Joe, for TV viewers, tell us where you are. What we're witnessing is you double as reporter and cameraman, doing a great job. And then give us your take on the verdict.
Well, right now we are downtown at the Quicken Loans Arena. Tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers will have their first home game against the Atlanta Hawks. So earlier today, the Cleveland Indians baseball team beat the Cincinnati Reds. So there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people downtown right now. I'm just kind of pulled back away from the main crowd, where everybody is. So yesterday, 9:30 in the morning, I got up because my phone was going off saying that the verdict was about to be read. And to my shock, to the shock of my ears and my eyes, I saw the judge come out and say that Officer Michael Brillo was completely justified in jumping on the hood of a car and firing 15 times. And what he said was the reason they think it's justified because they can't really prove how many rounds came from his gun that were fatal. They know that one for sure was a fatal round in that.
And what was his excuse to be shooting at him?
He said the reason that he was shooting at him, Alex, is because they had just finished the car chase and he had run his vehicle right towards the side of the vehicle to try to pin it in. And I guess their vehicle started to move. So he got out of the vehicle and he was standing in front of it. So he got scared that they were going to run and hit him at full speed and pin his legs into his own squad car. So he jumped up on the hood of his car, and then he jumped over onto the hood of the assailant's car and began to shoot off those rounds. And he even had time to reload and continue shooting.
Yeah, sounds like he went crazed. Well, I don't think he should be a cop, because I've read that similar story. It just sounds like a hothead. But at the same time, it's not a reason to have race riots all over the country. A true tragedy. Closing comments on this. We saw 71 arrests last night. What are you expecting to see this evening, Joe Biggs from Cleveland?
Well, last night there was a 71 arrest, but on top of that, there were some protesters who, there's a place down the street called Harry Buffalo on East 4th, and that's where most of the protests happened last night. The window was up, and a protester came and ran by and grabbed a sign and threw it at a table of people. It actually hit a guy on the shoulder and, you know, startled him, injured him a bit. And then also there were protesters running around with pepper spray, pepper spraying bystanders who were innocently just having lunch or dinner, I should say.
Yeah, more and more. And let me guess, was this racially directed?
I believe so. I haven't got any confirmation, but I keep hearing different stories. But at this time, I'm not really sure.
Oh, anybody pepper sprays me for no reason, I'm going to knock them upside the head. I mean, this is insane. What was that, Nico? Oh, Joe's feed froze for a moment. All right, closing comments, Joe Biggs. We'll get more from you.
Yeah, if someone tries to pepper spray me, all I can say is it will be shocking for them. I got a new little toy yesterday, so.
All right, well, be safe out there tonight, Joe. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right, there goes Joe Biggs. I'm sure he'll now go investigate the cheerleaders, the college cheerleaders. Oh, excuse me. I got to have some fun here. I want to go to Saul, Dan, Antoine, Carter, and others that are patiently holding in this segment and the next. I do have some other news I'm going to hit as well. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Saul in New York, thank you for holding, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I was just giving a call because I want to make a comment about the TPP.
We actually got a caller calling about the TPP. Wow, thank you. Yes, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, global corporate government, secret, and Congress is moving to pass it. It's passed the Senate.
Well, yeah, and I also wanted to tie that into kind of what was going on now. I mean, if you look at it from, I guess you could say, like a 1,000-mile or a 1,000-foot high view, it's really all just, with all the race rioting and all the, you know, distractions, basically, it's just really what it comes down to is it's Operation Gladio Part 2. They're using a distraction. They're creating different groups and having everybody balkanize against each other to create a distraction. And they're using all this alphabet soup to throw at people to try and describe basically the fact that they're going to take over everybody. And
I agree. We're going into global government. The whole program's moved into high gear. For those that don't know, describe Operation Gladio for them.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could probably do a way better job than I can. But, I mean, more or less, the first, there were two Operation Gladios. The first one was more or less just a way to be able to get people, or basically they created a group of people that, you know, or they more or less attacked them. The government attacked themselves. They created a group of people like a boogeyman to scare. That got exposed and then it died down. The second Operation Gladio started, well, partially it started with Turkey and different Islamic groups coming together with globalist government to create Al-Qaeda, and it just got expanded from there.
That's right. You have the declassified by the Italians, the NATO option, blowing up train stations, you name it, to blame their political enemies, and that happened all over Europe, not just in Italy, but it came out in Italy. And then you have the whole radicalization of Islam, and then now it's been declassified, well, not declassified, leaked to Judicial Watch that indeed the Pentagon is running ISIS. Is that not incredible?
I know, it's ridiculous. And, well, just to tie it into kind of the zombie-like creatures that attacked you the other day, their main job as peons is just to create a distraction. To be, you know, they've been handed everything their entire life. I went to college with people just like this, and they're so weird that you can't even hold a conversation with them half the time. And their whole
I have to agree to you. I mean, they were basically like, and I don't mean this meanly, they were like mildly retarded or like autistic but demonic. It's like you add a demon to an autistic person and you get one of these guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with you there. But part of the reason why they cling so tightly onto communism is because all it's doing is just pushing their way of life, which is, you know, the mommy or the daddy just gives me everything I want, and I just act out and act like an idiot, basically, on TV. That's more or less.
Absolutely. It's like a five-year-old crapping their drawers to make the parents upset.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, moving a little bit back to the TPP, I mean, they've been, this isn't the only thing that they're trying. They're trying CISPA, ACTA, you know, all sorts of different HIPAA, all the different attacks, I guess you could say, to all basically do the same thing. And they're not, even if we beat them here, and which I hope we do, you know, I hope and pray that we do, but even if we beat them here, they're just going to try again. And it's not even so much like we have to feel exhausted. This is just like, I mean, we have to get so good at beating them. It's just like taking a run in the park that you just, because they're going to try the exact same thing.
Exactly. We've got to make it like exercise and realize that we beat them 9 times out of 10. The problem is they just attack us 10 times and so they always win. We've got to keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. We've got to repeal Obamacare. We're beating them on the Second Amendment. We're beating them on abortion. But notice they've got control of the federal government, so they're beating us on borders. They're beating us on energy. They're beating us on destabilization, but not for long. Our own military is leaking that they don't want to work with ISIS. I mean, this is a really good news. That's why the government wants us to have a mindless fight, as you said, with the police and military, because for all their problems, they at least are more awake on average than the public. So we need to be working with them to wake them up, not mindlessly fighting with each other while George Soros laughs from a distance. Anything else you'd like to add, Saul?
Just one last thing I wanted to add. The first caller who was kind of getting discouraged because he was trying to explain to people, I've been trying to explain to people, you know, kind of the same thing for years. And what I realized is that you don't need to take the exact articles or the exact arguments that they're being presented. All you really have to do is...
Stay there. I want to hear this. I want to hear what you really do.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in the Santa Fe.
Rallying patriots.
Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo is where I'll be.
Amarillo's on my mind.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it's all a big con game. The globalists want you to think they're invincible. They don't want you to think you have any power so that the general public believes that, and so we just lay down. The truth is, what they're doing is outrageously criminal, outrageously bad, outrageously stupid, outrageously centralized. Even for them, it screws up the prosperity. But they can't help it short term getting all that power. So all we've got to do is form an opposition, point out what they're doing, point out the alternatives, have a debate, not get radicalized, not get in a civil war. Even if they attack us up front, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. I intend to just take licks like Mahatma Gandhi or others, or Christ for that matter, because then that will fully destroy them. Or if we're outnumbered and they take us out at some event like the Alamo, that's even better. Just as long as it's heroic. As long as we're outnumbered and overrun, in the end, that will destroy the globalist. Because it's all a fight for hearts and minds, ladies and gentlemen. That doesn't mean they start grabbing folks and putting us in FEMA camps we shouldn't fight back. It's just that so many people in the Liberty Movement always prepare to fight physically. I'm saying put that into the info war. Put that energy into taking action. We'll have victories. Spend 30% of your time getting ready for a shooting war. Because if you won't put the time and energy in now to take things back peacefully, I assure you a shooting war starts. Most of the big talkers aren't going to be out there with their firearms. So I work towards peace. Because anybody that knows my MO understands, if it comes down to physical stuff, I will defend my family. And then I will not be forgiving. But let's not even talk about that. We have liberty. We have freedom. We have common sense and honor. We're the winners. We're the Americana. We trump the globalist every time. We're moving forward. We're having victory. That's why they're moving so fast, because they admit they're in trouble. We are beating the daylights out of them right now, coming from behind hundreds of points. And that's why I get ready for fireworks. Get ready for them to pull the stops out. It's going to get nasty, but just know this. Hold fast. We're going to make it through this. All right, finish up real quick, Saul, because I got about five, six other callers like Antoine, Dan, Carter I want to get to. Finish up your point of people that you can't wake up. I just say move on. But you were saying, hey, don't worry about giving them an encyclopedia of proof up front. You were going to finish.
So, yeah, I was just going to say, you don't have to worry about, you know, basically, as I've made the mistake before in the past, of verbally vomiting in their ear for 3 hours, which doesn't work. Basically, all you have to do is just present a small amount of information in your own way. Whether, let's say if you're into gardening, you know, and you want to buy seeds or whatever, and you talk to other people that garden, you want to talk to them about the TPP or any of these different things for government control, all you have to do is just say, hey, imagine if, you know, we couldn't even buy seeds, or imagine if we only had to buy GMO seeds.
And that's in the TPP. Well said, yes. So show them something that touches them. God bless you. I just explained, hey, the very same globalists setting up this world government have robbed all these countries of their pension funds, and you will be basically euthanized under this system. That's why they sell how sexy it is to get rid of grandma. You're 50 years old. You think it's cool to have death panels because you think it saves you money. You're going to be 70, 80 in the blink of an eye. Don't be a chump. There's different ways to reach out to people. I tend to do the 2x4 upside the head. I agree. The slicker approach sometimes is good. Look, Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. So between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. That's what's so great about the diversity of this world. All of us together doing the right thing, having the heart for freedom. We will change the world in little ways that together in the aggregate sum will overthrow this system and bring the republic back, bring human liberty back. Antoine in California, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah. So, I have some advice for you before I talk about the TPP and the things that may happen in the fall. There's my channel on YouTube called The Orbiter. I think you should spend about 20 minutes looking through some of the playlists, and it might very much help you. But the TPP, I think that this is a way to take over the grid so that in case of an emergency, they can shut people like you, myself, down, internet, cable television, all that stuff. That
exactly, because it links up worldwide internet censorship. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, there's the emergency, the scary part. I don't want to be a doom and gloomer, but if you look up at the sun around sunset, you can look up at about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, at the 2 o'clock, it's pretty high above the sun. But there's a planet up there, and if you look for a video called NBC News Reports New Brew from Yaza USA, which is your own world, they show the video of these reporters about 2 or 3 days ago with their helicopter looking up, and they were just wondering what it was. And they were like,
I know, it's in mainstream news, all these weird trumpet sounds and record earthquakes and a lot of crazy stuff going on, and government is running around like a chicken with its head cut off. What do you think it is? Earth changes?
Well, I've been monitoring this stuff, something really crazy. And back in 2012, 2011, I saw this same planet or whatever it is. It's got to be a planet because it doesn't glimmer like a star. And I saw it on the left side of the sun, more towards probably your 7 o'clock. And it was brighter than a helicopter. It was. Well, I had my phone on my friend on the phone, and he told me it was a helicopter, and there was a football game going on behind the hill. I'm in San Francisco. He said there was a helicopter. I said, no, it's not moving.
I know what you've seen. I mean, here's the deal: we're in the middle of space. Who knows what's going on? What you've seen, I've seen before. Like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's this big bright light up above the sun. And then about an hour later, it wasn't there anymore, and there's been news videos of it. There's so many mysteries in this universe. Who knows what's going on? Bottom line, our governments are not telling us everything. I think that's clear. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Carter in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, as regarding to the TPP, that if you read Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills. So here's my question. How has the House of Representatives acknowledged that this bill does not generate revenue in order to put it further in the judicial process?
Well, obviously, when Obama became the head of the United Nations for a tour, 4 years ago, it violated Article 1, Section 9. They violated whole cloth, I mean, just like the NSA spying on the American people. But let me go to Article 1, Section 9. Here it is right here in my pocket constitution. Section 7. All bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as on other bills. And then it goes through it. And then if you go to Section 9 of Article 1, that deals with the president or other groups in government basically being part of other governments. And this is exactly what they're now doing. So I'm glad you bring up that point. What's your overall take on the TPP? I mean, what about Congress giving away authority on something they're not allowed to read?
They can't. No, but that... Section 7, all bills raising revenue. Does this bill raise revenue? That's my question, because if I can't read
it does.
How has
yes,
the House
it does. Yes, it affects tariff, trade, internet then taxes.
Then it's pretended legislation.
I hear you.
As defined in the Declaration of Independence.
I agree with you. Thank you, Carter. Great points. Dan in Las Vegas, you got 30 seconds. The show's over. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. You know, in regards to this being a criminal government, three quick things in our Constitution. It says taxes shall be uniform, only gold and silver can be legal tender, and it says no preference shall be given by any regulation of commerce. When they give subsidies to the guys that paid for their campaign, they're violating the preference clause.
You're right. Congress is involved in insider trading, you name it. We have a rogue criminal government at the top. It's time to change it and take the republic back.